This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between October 1st and October 31st, 2021. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury starts the month in the evening sky. On October 1st, the sun sets at 6:37 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:06 p.m. PDT. Within a few days, the planet is too close to the sun to be observed. During the last 2 weeks of October, Mercury appears in the morning sky. The planet reaches greatest western elongation on the 25th. Mercury is farthest from the Sun. On that date, the planet rises at 5:37 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 7:07 a.m. PDT. Never observe Mercury while the Sun is in the sky, for the risk of damage to your eyes is great. Venus is in the evening sky. On the 1st, the planet sets at 8:35 p.m. PDT. On the 31st, the sun sets at 6:01 p.m. PDT, and Venus sets at 7:33 p.m. PDT. The planet offers a small disk and appears as a half phase when viewed through a telescope. Venus slowly increases in size from 19 arcseconds to 26 arcseconds, while at the same time the gibbous phase slowly gets thinner, from 62% to 48%. On the 29th, Venus is at greatest eastern elongation. The planet then appears farthest from the Sun. Mars is close to the Sun and unobservable until mid-November, when it appears in the morning sky. Jupiter sets at 3:09 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and on the 31st it sets at 1:14 a.m. PDT, and so it will be visible all evening. A telescope will reveal features on the disk and the four Galilean moons, which travel in a rough line east to west across and behind Jupiter. Saturn sets at 1:53 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and on the 31st, the planet sets at 11:59 p.m. PDT. The planet is well placed for observations in the evening sky. A telescope will reveal Saturn's disk, its rings, and perhaps its brightest and largest moon, Titan. Uranus is at right ascension 2 hours 43 minutes 49 seconds, declination 15 degrees 24 minutes 59 seconds on the 15th. The disk of Uranus is only 3.8 arcseconds wide, and so a telescope of magnification 150 times is needed to show it. Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours 27 minutes 31 seconds, declination negative 4 degrees 46 minutes 34 seconds on the 15th. The disk of Neptune is only 2.4 arcseconds wide, and so a telescope with magnification of 150 times is needed to show it. New moon occurs on the 6th, first quarter on the 12th, full moon on the 20th, and last quarter on the 28th. The Orionid meteor shower peaks on the night of October 20th through to the morning of the 21st. It is named after the constellation Orion the Hunter, where the meteors appear to originate. The Orionids usually produce 10 to 20 meteors per hour, but the full moon will interfere with observations. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.